Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Friday, January 17th. A lot of positive news this week with the China trade deal and the soon-to-be-signed USMCA, both expected to be helpful for agricultural producers. Markets on Thursday, though, not responding accordingly, most of them down. Scott Shelley explains.
32 years in the business, I'll tell you this. You can look at the fundamentals and you can know the technicals, but sometimes we just have too many weak longs in the market expecting what maybe you were expecting. And if they don't get that outcome, or there's no new buyers that come to the market, things kind of fall apart on them. And that's kind of what we're seeing here, right? We've got some decent bullish headlines. You have to feed the bull every day to continue with that. We're not seeing any new buying come to the market, and we're kind of bouncing along here. It's kind of a lackluster trade. And that just tells me that we've got weak longs in the market, right? They need to see something happen now. They're not well capitalized, and if they don't get what they want, they sell.
Chicago March wheat futures down 8 cents to 565 and a quarter. March corn closed down 12 cents to 375 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged, ranging from 620 to 625. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, 625 to 795. Dark northern spring wheat mixed on Thursday. That market bid 685 and a quarter to 720 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 47 and a half cents to 126.12 and a half on the February board. March feeder cattle were down 35 cents to 144.82 and a half. Class 3 milk was the only market in positive territory on Thursday, up 22 cents to $17.30.
This is Tim Hammerich with Market Line.